As soon as it was morning, the chief priests, with the elders and scribes, and the whole council held a consultation. And they bound Jesus and led him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate asked him,
"Are you the king of the Jews?"
"You have said so."
The chief priests accused him of many things. Pilate again asked him,
"Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you."
But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate wondered. Now, at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. The crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he was wont to do for them. He answered them,
"Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews?"
For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priests had delivered him up. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead.
"Then what shall I do with the man whom you call the king of the Jews?"
"Crucify him!"
"Crucify him!"
"Why? What evil has he done?"
But they shouted all the more,
"Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify him!
Crucify him!"
So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away inside the palace, that is, the praetorium. And they called together the whole battalion. They clothed him in a purple cloak, and plaiting a crown of thorns, they put it on him. They began to salute him.
"Hail, King of the Jews."
And they struck his head with a reed and spat upon him, and they knelt down in homage to him. When they had mocked him, they stripped him of the purple cloak and put his own clothes on him. And they led him out to crucify him. They compelled a passerby, Simon of Cyrene, who was coming in from the country, the father of Alexander and Rufus, to carry his cross. As they brought him to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of a skull, they offered him wine mingled with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. And divided his garments among them, casting lots for them to decide what each should take. It was the third hour when they crucified him. The inscription of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews." With him they crucified two robbers, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, wagging their heads.
"Aha! You, who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days? Save yourself and come down from the cross."
So also the chief priests mocked him to one another with the scribes.
"He saved others. He cannot save himself."
"Let the Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe."
Those who were crucified with him also reviled him. When the sixth hour had come, there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice,
"Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani,"
which means, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" Some of the bystanders hearing it said,
"Behold, he is calling Elijah."
One ran, and filling a sponge full of vinegar, put it on a reed and gave it to him to drink.
"Wait, let us see whether Elijah will come to take him down."
And Jesus uttered a loud cry and breathed his last. And when the centurion who stood facing him saw that he thus breathed his last, he said,
"Truly, this man was the Son of God."
There were also women looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James the younger, and of Joses, and Salome, who, when he was in Galilee, followed him and ministered to him, and also many other women who came up with him to Jerusalem. When evening had come, since it was the day of preparation, that is, the day before the Sabbath, Joseph of Arimathea, a respected member of the council, who was also himself looking for the kingdom of God, took courage and went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Pilate wondered if he were already dead, and summoning the centurion, he asked him whether he was already dead. When he learned from the centurion that Jesus was dead, he granted the body to Joseph. Joseph brought a linen shroud, and taking Jesus down, wrapped him in the linen shroud and laid him in a tomb which had been hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a stone against the door of the tomb. Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Joses, saw where he was laid.